This is Israel 18 News, with your hourly update for Friday, 26th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across Israel. Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies, while Tel Aviv and Haifa see a gentle breeze, perfect for being outside. In Eilat, expect more sunshine, a beautiful start to the weekend. Here are today's headlines. First, four IDF soldiers were wounded in a Hezbollah grenade attack in Lebanon, according to JNS from earlier today. Israeli forces later killed six Hezbollah terrorists in separate engagements. Also, Ynet reports that a recent Iranian strike has exposed Oman's dual strategy in the battle for an alternative Hormuz route. Tehran accuses Oman of appeasing Washington, warning against possible Israeli air activities. Also this hour, Walla reports a heated discussion in Israel's political security cabinet. Prime Minister Netanyahu insists no soldier will be limited, while Minister Ben-Gvir questions why Hezbollah hasn't been disarmed amid an ongoing ceasefire. Separately, according to I-24 News, talks between Israel and Lebanon have been extended. A State Department official confirms that discussions regarding the IDF withdrawal remain ongoing, with another meeting set for Thursday morning in Washington. And finally, in earlier reporting from JNS, Israel and Lebanon's negotiations highlight the complexities of regional diplomacy, with no final deal yet on the withdrawal. Here's what people are saying online. Emily Schrader, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago. She challenges the consistency of arguments regarding Israel's casualty estimates and their implications. Meanwhile, I24NEWS English shared earlier today, they highlighted the IDF's seizure of arms and munitions in West Bank counterterrorism raids, where over 10-0 terror suspects were arrested. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli social media influencer, reported earlier today. He noted Turkey's interior minister's vow to liberate Jerusalem, emphasizing the broader geopolitical threats Israel faces. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the incident in Lebanon. According to JNS, the grenade attack on IDF soldiers occurred amid ongoing operations in the security zone. This escalation follows weeks of rising tensions on the northern border. The situation underscores the fragile state of peace in the region, affecting both military strategies and civilian safety. Turning to the Iranian strike, Ynet reveals that Iran's action highlights Oman's precarious position in the Gulf region. Iran's accusations suggest an attempt to undermine the strategic alliance between Oman and the U.S. This development complicates the security dynamics in the Gulf, potentially impacting global energy routes. Meanwhile, Walla reports from the Israeli cabinet meeting. Disagreements arose as Netanyahu remains firm on military autonomy, while Ben-Gvir pushes for a stronger stance against Hezbollah. This internal debate reflects broader concerns about national security strategy and its implications for the ceasefire agreement. As for the Israel-Lebanon talks, I-24 News indicates that the extension of negotiations in Washington signals ongoing challenges in reaching an IDF withdrawal agreement. The talks are crucial for maintaining stability on the northern border, affecting both diplomatic relations and regional peace efforts. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports on a critical issue from earlier this week. A near crisis in Israel's cooking gas supply was narrowly averted due to damage at Bazan. The auditor's report raises concerns about infrastructure resilience. Separately, Israel Hayom Business shares good news for Idan Ofer as ICL has secured a major deal to sell potash to India. The agreement, worth hundreds of millions, strengthens Israel's trade relations with India. And finally, from CTEC. ICL has signed a long-term potash supply agreement with India's largest importer. This positions Israel as a key player in the global potash market, promoting economic growth and stability. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.